Crop losses in Indiana due to drought and excess rain cost taxpayers and farmers more than $3 billion in crop insurance payouts since 1995. That's according to data from the Environmental Working Group. Indiana Public Broadcasting's Rebecca Thiel reports the group says the way crop insurance is set up in the U.S. isn't encouraging farmers to adapt to extreme weather.
The report says over the past 25 years, Indiana had the 11th highest crop losses of any state. The amount that taxpayers and farmers in Indiana pay into crop insurance is also 10 times more than what it was in 1995, from $19 million to more than $190 million. Ann Schechinger is the Midwest director for EWG and an agricultural economist. She says drought and excess rain or moisture were the two main reasons why farmers lost crops.
Since they're so tied to climate change, it's very likely that these costs will just get bigger and bigger in the future as climate change continues to get worse.
Instead of paying farmers for the same type of loss year after year, Schechinger says the federal government should put more money toward conservation programs that help farmers adapt to climate change and prevent these losses. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Rebecca Thiel.
The Environmental Working Group hopes to see more funding for these programs in the Farm Bill next year.